Right, go on. Off you go, mate. Floor's yours.
Do it in an impression. Do it in an impression.
Oh, but whose impression? That's the question.
The thing is, Tom, whoever it is, we're going to say it's someone else. So
yeah, I know, but it's better if it's someone vaguely decent rather than just some shit.
I want to see an impersonation of Tobes doing a TikTok where he's just really in front of the camera for no reason.
But for good reason. Fucking good reason, am I right? Because this is money, yeah?
Erling Haaland is a fucking robot. I'm fed up with him. I don't want to see his face ever again. I'm so glad he's got a stress fracture in his foot. That is the best news I've heard all year. Now that robot's gone and we'll see what City are really like without him. Alvarez, he's shit. And that's my impression of
mate, that was an elite George Michael, that one.
Good job. Let's remember him at this difficult time in his family's life. Is it 2 weeks before his death? And also when Wham are all around the charts.
Yeah, you just got to have a little bit of faith. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess he would be nice. Anyway,
if I could touch your body, I don't need anybody.
And for those of you
that
listen
on the casting couch,
exactly,
in the background,
exactly what I was going to say. For those of you that listened to the Sheffield United preview, and if you didn't, why didn't you go and listen to it now? Louis was on the casting couch for the whole time in the background, and if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Google it.
Can do some research.
Go on to Google Scholar.
Yeah, exactly. Google Scholar. But as always, this is the predictions of the Premier League, where we... it's crazy because we actually call them spoilers, but I don't know why, because the last 2 weeks we've been terrible.
We haven't spoiled anything.
We've not much spoiling going on here, but... if you don't know, and this is your first time, the aim of the game is pretty simple. We predict / spoil the 10 Premier League fixtures of each round. Louis and Tobes both got 3 points last week. I actually did get five with one correct score.
I got our game, didn't I?
That didn't really mean an awful lot because I'm still 7 points behind Louis, who's the first player to hit three figures.
Boom!
101. I'm on 94. Tobes on 84. But it's still not even halfway through the season, so anything can happen. And that's where we are. So I'll read through the games. That's my normal tradition. Read through the games. And then I ask these two fine gentlemen, one who's in his bedroom, one who is in a studio somewhere in Los Angeles, for their opinions on these games. So we have a Friday night game. Always fun, especially around the festive season. And it's at the City Ground, Nottingham Forest, against Tottenham Hotspur. Then we go into some actual crackers of Bournemouth-Luton. Probably even worse. Then Chelsea play Sheffield United. Manchester City host Crystal Palace. Newcastle host Fulham. Burnley v Everton. Arsenal v Brighton. Brentford v Aston Villa. West Ham v Wolves on TV. No one knows why. And Liverpool v Manchester United to round up another interesting week of Premier League football. So, I will start obviously with the Friday night game. Forest hosting Spurs. And I think it's fair to say we've got to go to the man in Los Angeles on a couch, which is probably quite sticky. Louis, what do you reckon, mate?
I mean, it's quite sticky because it's like 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I think that's what it would be. But Jordan, if it's hot in LA, right, is it about 100 degrees or is that like just like 15 degrees Celsius?
100 is about 35, I think.
That's quite hot. Yeah, it's about 100 degrees Fahrenheit here on a black leather sofa. So, you know, it is quite sticky for those reasons. I don't know what you're trying to insinuate. I actually think that's really bad you're doing that. But anyway, I am very much looking forward to this game for the Forest Tottenham Friday night because I'm actually going to do my extra point. Or is it extra? Yeah, I thought we didn't decide how many points to get. We need to figure that out. Let Jordan figure it out, right? But I'm going to do...
You've already cashed in on that.
No. Not this month.
We said one a season. We said one a season.
No, you can guess the sacking, can't you?
Yeah, you had one a season and you cashed in.
Was it one a season? I thought we said once a month I could guess it.
No, I don't remember saying anything, but if
I remember, I remember we didn't even say it, but you said one a season.
Oh, did I?
Need to get rid of Crimson Chin, mm-hmm. who's now won four of his last five.
He is. I mean, I'm not exactly a looker, but his chin is massive. Right? It's huge. His chin is his neck. I don't get it. It looks weird. Anyway, I think Steve Cooper's going to get sacked, and I think that Nottingham Forest are going to lose 3-1 to Tottenham Hotspur.
Thank you. Closer to home, Tobes, back in the UK. What do you think of this game?
Well, speaking of massive chins, it's me, Brian Swanson, here from Sky Sports News. I'm going to be going with 3-0 Spurs.
That's that was very, absolutely very unbelievable, Adam Sandler.
I was going to say it was a great Tom Cruise. So
I thought it was a good Brian Swanson, man. I used to watch him growing up on Deadline Days.
Yeah, but you've got to know now, and this applies to all of us, you're never going to get plaudits for a good impression.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is quite nice.
I just want to shout out Brian Swanson.
Horrible impression, terrible impression. You still got the same dream as if you basically sound like them. Anyway, I've also gone 3-1 and...
I went 3-0. Spurs'
defence was all right, actually, for the large part against Newcastle, but I think they will still concede, but win fairly comfortably. From an interesting game to one that maybe isn't quite as interesting, or maybe it is, I don't know. Bournemouth hosting Luton at the Tin Pot Vitality Stadium. Tobes, I'm coming to you first this time.
Oh, do you know what? I've actually think both teams have been a good watch from what I've seen. Bournemouth are really starting to cook, genuinely. Lewis Cook, former Bournemouth player, I don't know if it's current.
He's still there.
And then, he's still there, so he's cooking. And then Luton, they're cooking at home. They're cooking at Kenilworth Road. They've probably got a bit of momentum behind them. I know they haven't had the points on the board, but some impressive performances against some good teams. So I'm going to think it's going to be a bit tighter than when Bournemouth went to Old Trafford. I'm going to say 2-1 to Bournemouth.
Nice. Okay. Louis?
As much as I think it might be tighter, I do think that Bournemouth are going to have a little bit too much, and the Crimson Chin will continue to live his life with a massive chin and winning 2-0 against Luton.
Nice. I have also gone for Bournemouth 2, Luton 0, because I think Luton, despite a decent record at Kenilworth Road, are still pretty average and they haven't been very good away. So, and also Bournemouth, as I've said, unbeaten in their last five. And
Ross Barkley, man, you ain't watching this cook sesh he's been putting on.
I mean, he took Arsenal on basically 1v3, but I still think Bournemouth are going to beat him. Anyway, we move on to obviously the big game of the weekend, Chelsea against Sheffield United, a relegation six-pointer. So straight to you, Louis, from the casting couch to Stamford Bridge. What are your thoughts?
I can't not back us to win. I just need that positivity in my life. So I'm going to go Chelsea to scramble past a low block and beat Sheffield United 1-0. I actually also forgot to mention my goal scorer in the previous fixture. Dominic Solanke is going to net against Luton.
The Archer and former Chelsea man, of course. Former Chelsea legend, you could say. So yeah, Louis's gone for a really positive result of Chelsea beating Sheffield United 1-0. Tobes, what do you think?
Well, Louis is a more positive man than I. I'm going with a result that sounds like a Bowley 16-year-old signing. I'm going Juan.
Where's he from?
The Andes.
Well,
he's a sheep
not?
Farmer in the Andes, but he has nothing. He has no siblings, so he's quite good at football because he taught himself. He's been dribbling around sheep.
He's
weeks.
Just nutmegging sheep for years.
I'm despite my negativity in the preview for this game, which, you know, again, if you haven't listened to that, go and listen to it. But I think we're going to beat him, and I've gone 2-0.
That new manager just bounce we'll just him. Stinks for me, but I hope so.
Yeah, but they've already had a couple of games. They've won a game. I don't know. Maybe I'm too positive about Arsenal. Too harsh on them, I don't know, but I think they are still pretty stinky, and so I think
they are, yeah.
And I hope, but it's a lot more than 2-0, but I'm going for 2-0. Right, Manchester City, who squeaked past Luton to stop a potential 5-game run of not winning, host Crystal Palace, who are somewhat a bogey team. So, Louis, do you think they can do their thing again, Palace?
No, I think. I was actually speaking to the head of social. Well, I think he's the head of social. He works in social media. Let me just rephrase that because it's just the edit. No, I don't think they will. I was speaking to someone who works in the social media team at Crystal Palace, and they're just saying how much of a, you know, it's just not a nice atmosphere there right now. It's really tough on the training ground. Roy Hodgson's losing his rag a little bit. You know, he's you know, saying to the media team, why the fuck are you here when I'm trying to coach a team how to play football? But unfortunately, they aren't playing football, and I think it will continue that way. And I also think
Palace were managed by David Cameron, but okay, go on.
I also think that he'll get the sack potentially this weekend, with Chris Palace losing 3-0 to Man City. But I think Steve Cooper, who will have been sacked at Nottingham Forest, will get the hot seat at Crystal Palace.
That's the rumour on the street of Croydon. Tobes, do you have a little bit more hope for Palace and Woy, or do you think also that it's going to be a tough day for them?
Yeah, I actually thought they were very impressive against Liverpool. If it weren't for that red card, they would have got something out of it. They were 1-0 and they were pretty comfy. Liverpool weren't really doing anything, and that was the pivotal moment of the game. But away at the Etihad's a different task. As much as Andros Townsend has crashed in amazing volleys in December against City away in the past, he's not there. He's at Luton. So, yeah, I think it's going to be 3-1 City. They'll get the job done.
Nice. I also was impressed by Palace, and I think if they can go with a similar-ish performance to that, plus obviously the doubts over whether the robot is going to be fit or not, I think it'll be slightly tighter, but City with all the ball and all the quality. But I've gone 2-1. I don't know why. Palace always seem to do a job there, so maybe they will again. Newcastle, absolutely hammered by Spurs against Fulham, who absolutely hammered West Ham and scored their 10th goal in 4 days at Craven Cottage. That's an interesting one. I'm going to come to you first on that one, Tobes.
Yeah, Fulham have got 16 goals in 4 games, I believe. 3-3, 5-5. Yeah, very impressive from Marco Silva's band of Lily Whites. Are they Lily Whites? I think they're Lily Whites. Maybe that's Spurs. Who fucking cares? Just two clubs that hate us that don't win anything. I think they're going to get a result. You don't have to do it, but they're going to do grit. I think they're going to get a Desmond.
I like that. They required Desmond. Has to be done every single time. Louis?
I think Newcastle are actually going to bounce back. I think at home as well, you know, on the Tyne River, you know, the Angel of the North looking down upon them. Jason Tindall undoubtedly wanting to shake hands with the manager first. I do think that it's going to be Newcastle 2-1 winners.
Nice. I'm of a similar thought, but despite their defensive injuries and all that stuff at St James Park this season, they've been pretty much perfect there. So I've gone for 2-0 win. Even though Fulham have been scoring freely, I think Newcastle might just do them. And it's obviously a long way to go. So I've gone 2-0 to the Toon. And then we head to Turf Moor, Burnley versus Everton, the Sean Dyche derby, 5:30 on your TV. If you've got nothing better to do, then God help you. But there we go. Louis, what do you think?
Old gravel voice. He's got a tune out of Everton at the minute. And as we said in the review, they'd actually be above us in the table quite comfortably should they, you know, have not had that points deduction. But for me, it is going to be a very, very uninteresting game, as you've already insinuated. And I'm going to go for Everton to beat Burnley 1-0.
Interesting. Nice. And yeah, Tobes, you going for a similar thought? Jordan Pickford and Everton 3 clean sheets in a row. Will it be a fourth?
Yeah, I think they're going to keep another clean sheet. They got was it? It's not just Sean Dyche going back, actually, is it? It's McNeil and Tarkowski. They actually combined for a goal in the Carabao Cup against Burnley, which is quite interesting. Real haunting for their old club. I think it's going to be more of the same. Everton 3, Burnley 0.
Yeah, it could be done. It definitely could be done. I've also gone for the same score as Louis, 1-0. I think Everton are playing quite good football at the moment, but I don't know. I feel like that would be a fairly tough game for them, but they'll find a way. 1-0 to the Toffees. Into Sunday, this is the game that realistically should be on TV from the 2 o'clocks, but for some reason They've opted for the dull fest between West Ham and Wolves, which we'll come to a little bit later on. Arsenal host Brighton and Hove Albion from the Emirates, both with Champions League and Europa League games this week as well, so added extra games in the festive period. Tobes, you have gone for...
I've gone for Arsenal to bounce back after their 1-0 loss to the PGMOL with a 3-0 win against De Zerbi's men.
Interesting.
Because they couldn't possibly lose to a football team. I just wanted to point that out. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, of course. Legohead does not lose. He simply cannot. Louis, do you think they'll also win? And will it be a bit tighter, maybe?
I do think it'll be a little bit tighter. I do think that Brighton are going to lose this one as well. Was there 29 shots and only one went in this weekend, and that says a lot about Brighton and low blocks. But De Zerbi's still an absolutely unbelievable manager. He's probably going to go to Real Madrid and all that stuff. To me, he's just a man who runs a vape shop, and he'll lose to the man that runs the pharmacy 2-1.
Yeah, I've also got 2-1, and I think it'll be actually... I don't know, I can't tell what kind of game of football this is, because presumably the sides will be quite knackered. So it could be quite a low-quality game, or it could be a very open game as a result of the same thing. But I've gone 2-1 Arsenal again. I can't remember who I put as my goal scorer. Oh, I should have said earlier, my goal scorer is Dominic Calvert-Lewin from the Everton game. So, Brentford reeling from a 1-0 loss to Sheffield United. They go back to the G-Tech, where they host Aston Villa, who are flying high, third in the league now, but their away form is probably currently the thing that could hold them back from a very unlikely title charge. Or is it? I don't know. You tell me, Louis.
16-1 favourites to win the league currently. Or favourites, probably the wrong word. 16-1, basically, to win the Premier League right now. I'm going to basically put down the Chelsea Echo bet. I'll put down our stake for Villa, Girona and Leverkusen all to win the league, which will pay for us to have a nice holiday in the summer, hopefully. But I do think they're going to show some tech at the G-Tech and beat Brentford 2-1.
Nice, I like that. Tobes, thoughts?
Yeah, Villa are absolutely flying. They've beaten Spurs away, City at home and Arsenal at home in the last few weeks. So I feel like that's going to really get that team firing. They've already been firing, but it's going to cement the fact that maybe they can do it. They don't have to do it, but they can do it. They're going to do great. I'm going to say they're going to win 2-1 with goal scorer. We love an old club syndrome, and Ollie Watkins is going to bag against his former club.
There we go, nice. So both gone for Aston Villa away wins, which have been a bit of a rare commodity in recent times. And that is why I've gone for a 2-2 draw. I didn't have a Desmond, and Aston Villa love scoring, but also, well, to be fair, last week they managed to keep clean sheets against the two best teams in the league, arguably. But I've gone for a 2-2 draw because they're just not that good away from home. And Brentford surely have to bounce back, even in the absence of Bryan and Bermo. West Ham Wolves, the game we're all looking forward to watching on Sunday when we're hungover on TV. Can't wait. From the London Stadium. I'm going to come to you first on this one, Tobes.
1-1, moving on.
Yep, cool. Louis?
Juan as well. This lad's from the streets of Peru.
Yes, and he has been kicking balls around sheep for many a time, and also once did it around Machu Picchu. But there we go. I've also gone 1-1. As I said, I watched West Ham and they were shocking, but apparently they had a bug, so that might explain why. Liverpool host Manchester United. Liverpool, who are now top of the league. Manchester United, who just lost 3-0 at home to Bournemouth. Is this only going one way, Louis?
It is. Liverpool are going to run out 3-0 winners. It's not going to be 7-0 like last year. I can't see that happening again somehow. But Liverpool, I think, are just going to have a very dominant display against the quite abject and quite frankly abhorrent Manchester United, which says a lot about how good we are as well.
I prefer not to speak. Tobes?
I'm not just predicting the result, I'm cashing in. It's a big week, it's Champions League week. United look on the brink of crashing out of the Champions League, maybe not even into the Europa League, and Liverpool are going to compound their misery. I'm like Louis, I don't know if it'll be 7-0, but I wouldn't rule out a 7-0. However, I'm going with 4-1, and Ten Hag is no more.
Ooh.
Erik ten Hag to be removed at Anfield. He wouldn't be the first Man United manager to suffer that fate, and he probably won't be the last either. I'm not going to say anything on the manager ten Hag, but I do think it is going to be a bit of a mauling for Manchester United, which is always quite fun to watch. And I think Liverpool, I've gone 4-0. It could be 7. It could also be a lot tighter than that. It's one of those games. But 4-0 to Liverpool. And yeah, so we could well be seeing another manager sacking. It could be a week of sackings. There are a few managers on the brink now. Hopefully Maurizio Pochettino doesn't join that chopping block soon. But there we go. So we will obviously be keeping you updated with our scores next week, and we'll see if Tobes can cash in on the infinite number of points that you get from a manager sacking, because we've never actually
I think it was 100, wasn't it?
I think it might have been exactly 17, no, which would level you up with Louis. anyway, yes, as always, we are a Highway 61 production, and we're not the only one on there. You can obviously listen back to our stuff too, but you can also go and listen deeper to Better Times at Chelsea and listen to The Blueprint from the good man Gary Hayes and co. Pass us on. We want to go big, just like Chelsea want to, but we're doing it without spending £1 billion on random kids from the Andes. So, support, you know, follow our journey. If Chelsea are shit, we are sad and angry and depressed, and that can be just as entertaining as when we're happy and laughing. So, you know, stay with us and
The fastest growing Chelsea podcast on the internet for people.
To all our Australian listeners, good day. And everyone else too, but I'm not going to do 206 different hellos. So yeah, spread the word, keep us going, and we will catch you on, after the Sheffield United game, hopefully all laughing and happy and not crying into a pint. But yeah, see you soon. Bye.